SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
For lots of different reasons, I think, but when I was a child, we lived in the Netherlands. My parents were expats. They met there as backpackers, and we lived there until I was seven, so I started school speaking Dutch fluently, but because my parents aren't native Dutch speakers, as soon as we left the Netherlands, we left it behind us and I haven't spoken it since properly. So now I'm learning it again as an adult. And then by coincidence, as part of my role as a librarian, there is a Dutch playgroup that runs out of one of our libraries and I've started volunteering for them, which means I have to speak some Dutch.
And do you find that because you learned this language before the age of seven, it's actually not that hard? Do you have memories or does it come easy to you?
I have really clear memories and I think I have a good accent and I have a good instinct for it, but I've got a really limited vocabulary, which can be frustrating because my instinct is just to prattle on in Dutch and to answer immediately, but there's no content there in my head.
So you have got a really good accent. Say something.
Oh, no. Ik kan een beetje Nederlands spreken. Oh, that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
No, that sounds good.
You know, nog een keer.
I think you have the urge to be perfect.
Yes, that's the thing, which I think a lot of us adult learners have, don't we? We want to be able to speak as confidently as we can in our native language, and it really puts us off saying anything.
Okay, so you're learning Dutch because you grew up in the Netherlands and you're exposed through your work as a librarian to a Dutch playgroup and you're volunteering for it and you need to speak some Dutch in order to communicate with these kids. Are there any other reasons why you want to learn Dutch?
For a long time I lived in the UK and when I lived there, the idea was always that eventually I would move to Amsterdam. Because I've got a UK passport, that was going to be a lot easier pre-Brexit. That plan is sort of on the back burner, but again, because I lived in the Netherlands until I was seven, all my formative experiences are there, so it's just a place where, although I don't really have any family connections there anymore and I don't really know that many Dutch people, as soon as I get there, I feel at home and I feel sort of warm and comfortable and everything seems to make sense. So it's just this urge to always go back there and have a sense of home.
So you're taking Dutch lessons?
Yep.
How's that going?
Oh, it's going wonderfully. I'm really enjoying it. I've taken Dutch classes before a few years ago, but, you know, it's hard because you're at work all day and it's hard to sort of sustain any sort of practice. But we have a really good class group and we're all sort of encouraging each other. And I'm doing much more improvisation than I ever thought possible. So every time we get to class, we start speaking to each other in our sort of fractured, scared adult Dutch.
And is she teaching you any Dutch kiddie songs?
She is. Yes, she taught me Helicopter.
I don't know that one. So I'm going to put you on the spot again. So a helicopter, how does that go, Danielle?
I'm going to get the tune wrong, so just bear with me. I'll just sort of make it up, I suppose. Helikopter, helikopter, mag ik met je mee omhoog? Hoog in de wolken wil ik zweven, hoog in de wolken wil ik zijn. Helikopter, helikopter, vliegen is zo fijn.
That's just wonderful. I've never heard that. Did she teach you any of the old-fashioned Dutch kiddie songs?
We have discussed whether they're appropriate for a modern audience. And culturally, whether things fly. So, no, she hasn't taught me the old one.
So she hasn't done Altijd is kort jakje ziek, which is the Dutch version of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
No, but I'd love to know that one.
Well, I'm not going to sing it. Well, Altijd is kort jakje ziek, midden in de week, maar zondags niet. Zondags gaat ze naar de kerk met een boek vol zilverwerk.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yes, it sounds lovely, but I've had it explained to me once, the meaning of the song, and it has nothing to do with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Kortjakje means short little jacket. That's her name. But she's always sick, which means she's always lying down, but not on Sundays. Then she'll go to church. She's actually a prostitute.
Of course she is. All the old songs are great.
And I'm not sure what she goes to church with. I think she takes her money to church to pay off her sins, something like that. But of course, kids don't know that.
No. Well, they never do. I mean, even the English ones are full of chopping off heads and all sorts of things.
Well, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star isn't. It's as innocent as it comes, doesn't it?
No, but it's a tune that's used for lots of things. It's basically the same tune as Baa Baa Black Sheep and ABCD.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
All right, so are you going to take your Dutch language skills to the Netherlands and practice them in the real situation?
Yes, that's the plan. I think immersion is really the only way to really cement all the lessons, isn't it? So you can only get so far through all the reading and the practicing and the talking. Ultimately, you have to be thrown in the deep end.
And are you going to participate in the SBS National Language Competition?
I certainly am. I'm looking forward to it.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Put it back in the bay. You've seen it 1,000 times. Calf muscles quivering like a polar bear fresh out of the waxing salon as they heave 38 stacked trolleys up a broken escalator. It ain't easy being a trolley boy. And you're thinking of leaving your trolley next to your car? Go on, walk the extra 12 metres to the bay. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag #OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.